Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Luke chapter 9, verses 59 and 56. That's our passage today. Jesus said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Well, Lord, first let me go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." When Jesus calls you to follow him, excuses are not accepted. The man in today's passage received the invitation, but had some things to do. His aging father needed care until the man passed away. And Jesus said, "Let the spiritually dead bury their own dead." And he urged the man to join the disciples. So here's the question. What is God calling you from that you refuse to leave, or at least refuse to leave right now? Is your salary package too sweet to answer God's call? Does your family take priority over service to the Lord? Do you value your position over integrity in business? Maybe after you retire, you'll have some time to do the work of ministry that God has you to do, if you can work it in between rounds of golf and travel. Yeah, that's it. First, I have some things to do, Jesus, but one day I'll be ready to follow hard after you. The call to follow Jesus is urgent and costly. It's a radical call that demands a radical commitment. With eternities at stake, kingdom work can't wait. Obedience to Jesus cannot be put off. When Jesus calls you to follow him, excuses are not accepted. Father, help me lose my excuses. Help me feel the urgency of obedience. Help me understand that the radical call to follow you demands radical obedience. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you, please email your prayer request to prayer@ronmoore.org. prayer@ronmoore.org. It'd be a privilege to pray with you and for you.